One of the things we didn't want to do is let human rights go by without another look at human rights from a different angle. And I hope that as you think of things that might happen to you in your life, you'll be very quick to follow the right course of action. But I want to talk this evening in the next 3 hours about a crime that happened. And it's a brutal crime. You can see up in the window there, if we had to zoom into that window, this is what you would see. And it's not pretty, so you might want to look away. And if you can jump onto the next, after that incredibly beautiful thing, you can imagine how quick the police were there. They came as a pic after this as well, if you have a look. And he was taken away. If we pause there for a minute, I want you to think of the perpetrator now standing in that court, media's all around. And if you jump to the next slide, you can see, I'm not sure you'll be so lucky, but this is the judge who was there on this day, Judge Hatchett, or some other more real judge, right? And it was her responsibility to weigh up the evidence and decide whether he's guilty or not. And in this case, there was so much evidence. If you jump to the next slide, you'll know that he spent time on death row waiting for his punishment to be enacted. There's an interesting thing from God's perspective where he says that anyone who sins, anyone who does murder, who does crime, actually deserves to be on death row, to be sentenced to death. You know, there's like nothing else that can be done. And you might wonder why. Well, here's why. It's because God is what's known as a just person. God is like a really good lawyer, a really good referee who doesn't allow things to go unpunished. You know, we talk about God as holy. God cannot tolerate wrongdoing. And so he's like made this decree that anyone who does crime or violence will be punished. And when there was this conversation once that God was going to have to wipe out every single human being, Jesus overheard that conversation, if I can say it like this. And Jesus stepped up and said, I'll be willing to stand in his place. I'll take the punishment. And there's a few places documented where humans have gone to jail, not guilty, but they have actually stood in for someone else's crime. And that's what Christ did. Out of his compassion, he came, he took our punishment. He died for us. And that's how Isaiah says it, that he was wounded for our rebellious acts. When he was crucified, paying for our sin. It wasn't his wrongdoings that it was. He was crushed for our sins. He was bruised for us, punished so that we could have peace. And because God is just, he accepts the life that Jesus gave. Anytime there's a sin or death, life has to be given for that. And the justice of God means that he can accept what Jesus did and give it for us. And all I have to do to receive the benefits of this. So think of you in this courtroom. What do I have to do to go off free? Here's what I have to do. I need to turn away from anything that I've done. I need to acknowledge that it was wrong. If I go to my deathbed saying, I did that and I don't care. I lied, I stole, I pillaged, like a typical Roman maybe, you know, in ancient Egypt. God says that if we repent and turn to God, our sins can be wiped out. And that's the first step. The second step is to receive forgiveness of sins. Christ comes and says, I'm taking it away from you. You're forgiven. You know, it's like if that gavel goes down, it's been paid in full. There was a day that I was sentenced in a court of law for refusing to take up arms against black South Africans. And I felt that it wasn't my constitutional right to kill people who were different to me. And I was sentenced to 50 days in prison or 50 rand. It was an absolute joke, but I had to pay a price. And only when I'd paid the price did this judge look at me and say, you're now free to go. He actually also said, I wish I could strip you of all your rank because you don't deserve it because you're supposed to be a soldier and you're not willing to fight. And I said, with respect, Your Honor, I'm not willing to kill fellow South Africans. And I felt that was my constitutional right. But when I had paid that money, he had no more power over me. He couldn't slam me in jail. He had to say, you're free to go. And the last step is to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. To say, Jesus, what you did, I'm receiving. And I know maybe for some of you sitting here thinking, well, what does this have to do with my rights? Well, in a way, in God's eyes, we have the right to be punished for our sin and to not the offers of eternal life. So as you remember what happened here tonight, remember from God's perspective that he's made an offer of eternal life. And there's an amazing prayer that I want to talk you through. And I want to ask if this is something that you resonate with tonight. If you think like, you know what, I've never had an opportunity to do this. Maybe most of us have. Many of us were away at Victory Camp last weekend, and it was an incredibly, incredibly powerful time. But if you've never had a chance to pray a prayer, to address God in the light of the things that you've done, I want you to think of these as I pray it just through slowly, and echo it in your heart with me if it resonates with you. Jesus, I need you. I need your love. I need the life you offer. And so I ask you to come and to rescue me. Forgive me for living so far from you. I give myself back to you, my Creator and my God. Thank you for giving your life for me, for dying on the cross, to pay for all my sins and to ransom me from the evil one. I ask you to come into my life as my truest friend and my Savior. Restore me in your love to be my friend, to live intimately with you. Restore me by your life to be the person I was always meant to be. I surrender control of my life to you, and I receive your gift of life. And that's a divine exchange. The moment I pray that, the moment I say, God, give me what Jesus did, what he secured on the cross, that he died so that I could live, and take my life, take my brokenness, take the mess that my life is, do this divine human exchange. From that moment on, you walk scot-free. If someone has paid for a crime, no one else can. I think it's called double jeopardy, if I'm right. You can't be punished for something that someone's already been punished for. And God this evening wants to assure you that if you prayed this prayer, you can know for sure that God has accepted you. For the Bible says that to all who received him, he gave the right to become the children of God. I want to have a word of prayer as we close this evening. Lord God, we honor you this evening for giving us human rights, for giving us dignity, for putting boundaries around us to protect us. Lord, we remember the original commandments that weren't there to give us a hard life or to stop us from having fun, but to protect us as human beings so that we wouldn't murder, that we wouldn't steal, we wouldn't lust after our neighbor's wife, that we would be pure and upright, that we would worship you, that we would honor you. But Lord, this evening, we've had a chance to just reflect in a sober moment as we end of what it's mean to disobey you, how that it sent Jesus to the cross and how your only son gave his life for us. And we thank you that that happened, even though we know it cost him his very life. And tonight we want to pray that as we prayed this prayer, that you would come and that you would look on us with favor, that the benefits of Christ's death would flow into our lives. And I pray, dear God, that this evening, Lord, if we've orientated ourselves towards you, that we would know without a shadow of doubt that we become your children. I want to just give you an opportunity, if you did pray that prayer while we're just still praying. Imta wants to just meet with you afterwards and talk. I know one of the connectors might want to have a word with you. But if that's maybe something you've done tonight and it's been unique for you in your journey, I want you to just kind of raise your hand where you are. Just to say, Lord, that was me. I did that this evening. If anyone's done that, why don't you just raise your hand so I can see it and don't hold someone else's hand up. God bless. Anyone else? Anyone who said tonight that really connected with me, and maybe it's something that you've been wrestling with. Maybe it's something that you've kind of known, but you're still wondering about. And anyone else that wants to say, hey, I just want to show someone that happened. Anyone? God, I pray that you would just come and fill this life with your power, with your spirit, bring freedom, bring total healing, bring full restoration. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to turn toward you at the end of this awesome evening. Thank you for what you've taught us tonight. Give us courage, Lord, when things happen to us to speak up. And I pray, Lord God, that there'll be an opportunity for us to continue to walk together as a community of faith here and to carry each other's burdens. So we pray this in the awesome name of Jesus. Amen.